Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who could possibly be ready to beat Migs?
This guy.
I know I sure am, because we made it, Steve. It is Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
I gotta jump. I won the last game.
I feel like my daughter. I don't know if Barrett's like this. Whenever Tatum is excited, she just uncontrollably just starts jumping.
I love that.
She's just like, whatever. She's just jumping. Are you just so happy that you just can't stop moving? She's like, yes, Daddy. I'm like, that is. I wish we did that as adults.
We do every Friday when we play Beat Migs.
Well,
and that's exactly it, okay?
I did not know that we were capturing the spirit of a toddler.
Let's get to our contestant this morning. It is Coleman from Seattle. Coleman, are you there?
I am here.
All right, Coleman's in the house. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Cheat sheet?
Oh, Coleman, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40? Wow.
No, I don't normally hang out in men's rooms.
More of a ladies' room guy. All right, for those playing along at home, Coleman has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who is Batman's sidekick?
Robin.
Correct. A bibliophile is someone who loves what?
Books.
Yes. How many countries border Italy?
3.
No.
2.
No.
1.
No. Who was the only Beatle without facial hair on the Let It Be album cover?
John Lennon.
Yes. What do you call the colored part of the eye?
Iris.
That's right. In what 90s year did SpongeBob SquarePants debut?
98, 97, 99.
99, yes. What species lives both on land and in water?
An amphibian.
Correct. Who was Dean Martin's comedy partner for 10 years?
Jerry Lewis.
That's right. In baseball, what do you call a pitch with no spin on the ball?
Knuckleball.
Yes. What city is known as Motown?
Detroit.
Yes. And with time to spare, Coleman, you got 9 correct. Oh, Steve is going down.
Back in Italy, though, right?
What's that?
I missed about Italy, though. Damn.
Yes. Well, you know who's not going to get that one right is Steve.
Wow.
Because he's the worst Italian ever, according to our friend Paula.
So. Shout out to Paula. Sometimes I don't know my noodles.
Okay. Well, it's not a noodle question, but you're about to find out what it is, Steve. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. Who is Batman's sidekick?
That's Robin.
It is. A bibliophile is someone who loves what?
Definitely not me, but it's books.
Yes. How many countries border Italy?
4.
Yes.
Yeah. How about that? Shout out to Paula.
The only Beatle without facial hair on the Let It Be album cover.
I'm feeling Paul McCartney.
No.
John Lennon?
Yes. What do you call the colored part of the eye?
It's a great Goo Goo Doll song. Iris.
It is. In what 90s year did SpongeBob SquarePants debut?
98.
No.
99?
Yes. What species lives both on land and in water?
An amphibian.
Yes. Who was Dean Martin's comedy partner for 10 years?
Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Yes. In baseball, what do you call a pitch with no spin on the ball?
A fastball.
No.
A knuckleball?
Yes. What city is known as Motown?
Detroit.
Steve Mix.
You jinxed it, Taryn.
Because you know Italy so well.
Thank you.
You got a perfect 10. Sorry, Coleman, you did so well.
How did he do?
He got 9.
Good game, Steve.
Great game, Coleman.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Hey, Paisan.
And they stay there.
The only one that Coleman didn't get right was the Italy question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You just crushed it, and you made Paula proud in the process.
It was a very lucky guess. I ain't gonna lie.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, I've been having this issue with my husband, Brad, with cohabitating with him. I mean, the list is long, but this is one that's at the very top right now. And this could apply to anyone who has a roommate, a partner they live with, living with their parents, anybody. Brad uses all of my products in the shower.
Well, you both have nice long hair.
He does, but the difference is I dye my hair. So I use a very specific shampoo and conditioner system that's for like color treated hair that's supposed to help, the longevity of the color, whatever. He is using that shampoo and conditioner every day.
Well, does he have other options?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's had his Head and Shoulders or whatever. But I keep telling him, can you just go buy your own man stuff? Because this is it's $50 per bottle.
I hate to be that guy, but
oh god,
can you just buy it for him?
I did.
And he still used your stuff?
He still sometimes uses my stuff. And I bought him this kind that works for men. It's it works for the beard. It works for the hair. It works for the body. It's like a 3-in-1 thing. But he likes my expensive stuff, which I really have a problem with him using because he doesn't need it.
Yeah, I think you're just going to have to accept that that's just how it is. For a while, I used to get annoyed because my wife would use my razor. And it wasn't so much that's gross or anything. It was just it would dull the blade after a while. I'm like, man, you have a razor. Why are you using my razor? And then finally I hit a point, I'm like, why do I care? I'll go on Amazon and buy one of those bulk orders of the razor so I can just replace it whenever I want.
Does she use your bald head razor? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, she shaves her head as well. No. She wears a wig. I don't know if you know that. That's why her hair looks so good all the time.
Like the little handheld one?
No. She uses the actual Gillette razor.
The best a man can get.
And a woman, apparently.
Well, this leads us to want to ask a simple question. We'll start with Garen on Kamano Island. Garen, do you share your shower products or do you have your own?
Hell no, I don't share my shower products.
That's the real man right there.
So is it because you just don't like her using your stuff or does she just have a different taste, I guess? I don't know what else to
regimen.
Describe it. Yeah, yes.
Well, I'm kind of having the opposite problem of what I was hearing before. So my girl will use my shower gel sometimes. And I don't know about you, but for me, I can't stand, an hour later, it's 9:00, we're in the bedroom, I start to, kiss her and whatnot, and all of a sudden, she smells like me. And
that would be the ultimate aphrodisiac for me.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm like, yeah, I'll pass. I'd rather you smell like something else other than me. So.
Babe, you smell like a dude, and it's me. I don't want to make out with me.
206-803-ROCK, Mike from Covington. Do you share your shower products or do you have your own?
So, before I got married, I used to wash my hair with soap. I didn't really care, but in the shower, I just reach for whatever's closest to me. I told my wife, I said, if we have a fire, I'm grabbing all your makeup and hair products because it's the most valuable stuff in the whole house.
Seriously.
Dude, every once in a while I see the little email receipt on what you just purchased. I'm like, that is expensive. I'm glad I'm bald. I don't have to worry about this kind of crap.
Lucky.
Yeah, because we share the same bath, body soap, but I use the body soap on my head too. I don't need shampoo for this. I don't know if you know that.
For all that?
Really? I use conditioner, of course. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Dan, do you share your bathroom stuff with Linda?
We have our own stuff. However, if I run out, I will use hers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dove, And we actually, now that I think about it, we use the same hair stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. She doesn't use my green hair dye, though.
No, I noticed that.
The Daily Migs Show.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no interest.
integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Say hello to our contestant this morning. It is Scott from Federal Way. What's up, Scott?
Hey, T-Dog. What's happening?
Yo, yo, let's roll that wheel. Roll it. Spin it. Spin it.
Okay, Mrs. Durst.
Rolling, right, the wheel's rolling, spinning. Rolling.
Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be Migsy? It's looking like it's going to be yours truly. And yes, Scott, it's you and me, baby.
Let's go, Mig. Let's
All right, him. Scott, here is your clip.
Oh, I like that.
One more time? Yeah.
Okay. Let me know if you need a hint. I'm going to guess that. Okay, so the band is one of the bands that you're playing for right now.
The one with Diary of Jane, Breaking Benjamin.
Ooh, he didn't even need you.
What are you talking about? It was my hint that got it right.
Nice work, guys. Good team.
Thank you. I got my wife helped me on that one.
What up, wife?
Way to throw me under the bus. I thought it was me that helped you. Scott, what's your wife's name?
Our name's Danielle. Say hi, Danielle.
Hey.
What's up, Danielle? All right, so I assume that you're playing to win these tickets for both of you, so hopefully I can help you win those tickets.
All right, Steve, here is your clip.
Oh, man, I don't know it. I'm trying to think of... Let me know if you could give me a hint.
All right, so the name of the song is If You're a Living Thing, You're Not a Plant, You're a...
You're not a plant.
You're a.
Yeah. You're a cactus.
No. You're a living thing that's not a plant.
Oh, a living thing that's not a plant. An animal. Okay, I think I know where we're going. Let me ask you: is the band that did this song, are they also playing with Breaking Benjamin?
Yes.
3 Days Grace, Animal I've Become.
I'm not a plant, but I'm a cactus. Steve Miggs, everyone.
All right, what would have been your guess? Well, you already knew the answer. I didn't hear the living part.
Okay.
I just heard I'm not a plant. I'm like, I don't know what the opposite of a plant would be.
Oh, boy.
The fact that this man wins on Beat Miggs every morning, I don't know.
It's crazy.
Awesome. Hey, can I give a quick shout out?
Absolutely.
To Lincoln Logging Tree Care in Ording. All my guys that work over there, Steven, Corey, Ethan, and Jake.
Nice. Well,
those are the guys you want.
Shout out to Lincoln Log and what?
Lincoln Log and Tree Care.
That too. Lincoln Log and Tree Care. Do you guys have cactuses there?
Okay.
The Daily Migs Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Danny's daughter was once a 5-year-old. Steve, you have a 5-year-old. My son Barrett is 5. There's no one on the planet more honest than a 5-year-old.
No, it's so great sometimes. Unfiltered, and sometimes you just don't know what the hell they're going to say.
And yesterday, my 5-year-old was giving me a very hard time about my fashion choices.
Hey, Barrett, you know how I was noticing that a lot of your pants have a hole in the left knee?
Yeah.
Because you've been playing so hard?
Yeah.
Does he not play hard on his right knee?
Apparently, I think that's the one he like lands on all the time. Every pair of his pants has a hole or a scrape in the left knee.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
And I said, we got to get you some new pants because yours have holes in them.
Or knee pads.
That too.
Yeah.
What did you say about my pants?
They had holes in them on both sides.
And so what?
What's with these kids with the holes in their pants? And you're currently wearing a pair of jeans that have holes on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
how much you pay for that? I could have just got some scissors and cut them up a pair of Levi's.
Sounded like my grandma.
Pretty much.
And so what's the difference between your pants and my pants?
Because yours was made like that and mine was not.
Can you translate, please?
Because yours was made like that and mine were not.
Thank you. Okay. I understood the second half of that. I did not know what he was saying in the first half.
So do you think my pants should get thrown away too?
Yeah.
You don't think it's fashion?
I don't think so. But can I put another? Just put this back on already, please.
Okay.
What is that?
He wanted me to put his show back on.
Oh, you're interrupting his show.
Can you put this show back on?
What show was he watching?
You guys, he watches this YouTube family.
Is it like the engineering family or the ninja family?
No, they're just like, and they've got to be from like Fargo or something because the mom's like, oh gosh, the fire department, we got to call them. There's something's going on in the yard and I can't stand it, but he loves this family and the mom is narrating everything with this like thick North Dakota Fargo accent.
Straight up cheesehead.
So funny. But that's what he was watching and he was very upset that I turned it off. Who's your favorite mom? Me?
Well, what are the other options?
The mom from Fargo on the show?
I also don't know that was an actual you. It sounded more like a...
Here I say.
Who's your favorite mom?
Me.
Me?
Sick of you.
I like my pants with holes in them.
So you were throwing away his pants?
Yeah, I've thrown away like 4 pairs of pants in the last couple weeks.
It was funny. Yesterday I get home and I didn't know this, but apparently Sid and Tatum had this agreement to like throw away some of her stuffed animals. And I realize I'm becoming my mom. Because my mom was the ultimate, like, hoarder, pack rat when it came to, like, anything that, like, she had for her sons. Like, any toys. Like, she still has a Sesame Street house thing. And we're like, Mom, what are you going to do with it? She's like, well, one day maybe your kids will want it. I'm like, my kid is too old for this already.
Oh, no.
And she doesn't want this. Like, that's just, but thank you. But maybe throw it away. So my wife's throwing a bunch of the stuffed animals in a garbage bag. Or I think she's going to bring them to, like, Goodwill or something like that. And I'm like, wait, you can't throw that one away. You can't throw that one. My wife's like, wait. Tatum's fine with it, but you're not. I'm like, but that's the Chuck E. Cheese that we got it when we went to the Chuck E. Cheese party. It's lots of special memories. Someone gave that to us. And she's like, just leave the room. Leave the room. I can't have you in here.
I mean, Barrett comes home with a folder full of stuff from school every single day. And I do have a really hard time throwing it away. And I am the least sentimental person you'll ever meet until Barrett brings home stuff in his folder from kindergarten.
So is Brad then the sentimental one? That's, or do you not have...
100%.
Okay.
He's the worst. He saves
I'm pretty
everything.
Bad.
He saves voicemails from people. He saves letters. Yeah. He saves newspaper clippings. Like he's very sentimental.
The voicemails are just because he fears that one day they're not going to be around.
So yes.
Yeah. I can understand that one because I have that. Like I have a few voicemails still from my parents when they would wish me a happy birthday and other ones as well.
Well, the problem is Brad's voicemail box is always full because he keeps saving all these voicemails so you can never leave him a message.
Maybe that's by design.
Maybe it is.
The Daily Migs Show.
What did you learn to love from your kid? What is something your kid was responsible for getting you into? Or maybe you got your parents into something when you were little. 206-803-ROCK. Now, old man Kenny got his mom into something.
Whoa!
A little bit wild for somebody a little bit older.
I just saw it on the screen. I'm very excited to hear about this one.
We're going
to
chat with him in just a minute. But first, Juan from Maple Valley, what did you get your kid into or what did you get your parents into?
No, my boy got me into bull riding.
Bull riding?
Yeah, he started bull riding when he was 10.
Did he, before doing the bull riding, did he do the thing with like where you ride sheeps?
Yeah.
Mutton busting.
At the fair.
Yes.
Mutton busting, yeah. That just came from him. I'm a city boy.
So
he likes the country. He likes the animals, all that.
So Juan, like, did he get you into bull riding as a spectator, or have you actually been bull riding?
Oh no, I'm not getting on top of one of those things. Hell no.
No, man, Juan, you're not crazy like that. I agree. I just love that he saw the mutton busting.
Yeah.
He's like, Dad, I want to do that. I remember the first time I saw that at the fair. I had no idea what that was. And I'm like, what is happening right now?
No, put a helmet on that kid. Get them some protection. Yes. It is very stressful. 206-803-ROCK. Old man Kenny, what did you get your mom into?
Good morning, guys. I actually have two stories, and these are gospel. In 1980, I was 20. My mom was 50. I played on my brother-in-law's baseball team. Had a couple buddies on the team. And my sister, mom, we you know, they'd go out. And after the game one night, mom's always let me smoke weed upstairs. You keep that stuff upstairs. Anyways, we're partying, drinking beer. She is sitting on my buddy's lap and hit a bong with us.
What?
Yep. Okay, now flash forward. Flash forward to 1985. We're taking care of my wife's mom, who was 78, in Algona. I'm 35 and just had a neck fusion, right?
Okay.
So she kind of comes down the hall checking on me a couple days. I'm still in my neck brace and all that. And at 78 years old, she knew we smoked down there. She smoked a bowl with me, dude. She smoked a bowl with me at 78. Her brother still, well, he didn't believe it till the day he passed, but I know he knows now.
Okay, Kenny, I have to go back to the first time where she was sitting on your buddy's lap. Did your buddy invite her to sit on his lap, or did she just like post up and said, give me a hit from that bong?
She just popped up and was having fun, you know? I mean, hanging out with the Utes, bringing back her golden days or whatever. I mean, mom's was fun.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a great story. Hello, fellow kids. Can I smoke some of that marijuana with you?
I see you don't have a seat. May I borrow your lap? 206-803-ROCK. Brett from Tacoma, what did you learn to love from your kid, or what did you get your parents into when you were a kid?
Hello, good morning. So when I was a kid, I used to draw a lot, and I was into like more of the cartoons kind of scene. And I'm kind of the youngest. I'm only 27. But I watched Pokemon when I was a kid, and my mom, she wasn't really into these cartoons and stuff, so I kind of started watching these shows with her when I was a kid, and now as we got older, I started watching anime, which is Japanese cartoons, and now she watches like these types of genres from Japanese to Chinese dramas and to Korean dramas, so I pretty much put her into that position, and now my whole family kind of fell into that place.
Wow. So, Brett, do you guys do like the Pokemon?
My family.
Do you guys do the Pokemon Go thing too?
I was in the time when Pokemon Go was a big thing back in 2020, when everyone was like going to various different places and where people actually took like whatever team you were to heart.
Oh, wow. Honestly, up until like recently, I didn't know anything about Pokemon and any of that crap. Like, I was just like, what the hell is that? But Tatum recently is now into Pikachu.
Oh, yeah.
And it starts drawing. And that's something I love, like, because she loves to draw. Now, it reminds me, when I was a kid, I loved to draw as well. And it's so she's drawing Pikachu, and then she drew it. She's like, oh, that's the Pokemon. I didn't realize the Pokemon's like the circle thing.
Oh, that's like the little shell
that's
thing?
That's a Pokeball.
Oh,
that's what they live in.
That's my daughter's fault. She clearly doesn't know Pokemon. She's a poser, a Pokemon poser.
206-803-ROCK. Justin from Roy, what did you get your parent into?
Hey, good morning. So when I was young, my dad was in and out of jail a lot. He had a 5-year stint. He got out when I was 10. He was turning his life around. He was really into like Christian music and was trying to set himself straight, but I had asked him for the latest Disturbed album, 10,000 Fists, had just come out.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, we can't listen to that. That's demonic and devil music. And I was like, Dad, you don't understand. You just got to try it. So he finally caved and got it for me and turned him around, complete 180, total metalhead now.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. And I'm sad to hear about the plot twist after he heard. He decided to get back into a life of crime. No, I'm kidding.
Daily Migs Show.
Gray Zabel of our Seattle Seahawks just shared an awesome philosophy during a press conference about what it means to be a Seahawk.
Super excited. Anytime you get to tie the cleats up and hit the grass, you got to be grateful. It's a get-to mentality, not have-to mentality. I get to go practice tomorrow and show up to one of the best jobs you could possibly have.
Wait till you're a 10-year veteran. You're not going to be like, I get to practice tomorrow. You're like, gosh, got to practice again.
My knees hurt.
Exactly. Everything hurts.
What about you, Rockaholics? What is that thing that you feel fortunate that you get to do? 206-803-ROCK. We do have a Rockaholic on hold who his get-to moment is a very big milestone birthday situation, Steve okay. Miggs. But first, let's talk to Jessica from Port Orchard. Jessica, what is that get-to feeling for you?
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were hearing me. It's weird. Like, you hear yourself talk.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, sorry. I am a school nurse, So I work at four different schools in Kitsap County. And so when I go to work, basically I see a lot of kids every day. They come in if they get hurt at school. And I also get to treat kids with serious medical conditions. I've had to call 911 multiple times.
So Jessica, what is one of the more, like, it doesn't have to be like gnarly, but like one of the more insane moments where you're like, oh, I can't, like somebody getting hurt. Well, yeah, like, okay, nurse duties activate.
Oh, well, I've had students that have had seizures at school. I've had to administer medications to them. I've had students come in with fractures. I've had to call parents and be like, hey, you got to go take your kid to get seen. I think they broke a wrist.
Damn.
So, yeah, we treat students with diabetes. I do all kinds of things.
I feel like there's probably enough subject content to turn that into, like, we should pitch this to Fox. Like, right. A new, like, the school nurse coming this season to Fox.
206-803-ROCK. Chad from Puyallup, what is that thing that you feel fortunate that you get to do?
Morning, Mays. Morning, Mr.
What's up, Chad?
This weekend on Saturday, I get to celebrate the second 90th birthday party of my life. My great-grandma lived to be 95, and so we got to throw a big party on her 90th and eat lots of good food. And now, Saturday, my grandma is turning 90, and we're going to throw a big party. And,
well, Chad, it's not a party unless grandma does a keg stand.
I agree, but her knee's just going bad, so she might have to sit down for it. I'll just lift the keg up for her. How's that sound?
Nice.
That's awesome.
And I hope that Chad will ask his grandma what the secret to a long life is and then let us know.
One time my wife's great-great-grandma, like, we were having a party. She's like turning, I think, like almost 100 or something along those lines. So myself and my father-in-law had to go get her at the home that she was staying at. And it almost got to be one of those like incidents where that they thought we were stealing her. And we're like, no, like, this is a planned thing. Like, it took a few conversations until finally they were like, okay. I'm like, how did you not know? Like, this has been in the works. It's not like we just showed up randomly to take grandma with us.
They thought you were grandma nappers.
Yeah, I was like, of all things, what a story that would have been if all of a sudden, like, we got arrested for stealing great-great-great-grandma.
The Daily Migs Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.